Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. I hope you had a good Friday. Hope you had a good Friday afternoon. I hope you're having a great Friday night. I hope you are all set for the weekend. I'm going to get you closer to Saturday. I can't guarantee nothing else but that, okay? I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you, yeah, you, everybody within earshot of my voice. Are you on the road? What's up? Are you at work? What's up? Are you at home? What's going on? Are you delivering stuff? Hey, what's up? Hi. At the restaurant, good. You at the bar, great. Uber Eats, factory, delivery, fire station, security. What the hell is up? We got a lot to do on this Friday night. Shout outs to everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app. People locked in all over the country on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker, where if you're smart enough to have one, all you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. As I sit in the studio here in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm not just going to talk to you. I'm not just going to talk your ear off. I'm going to talk with you. You can talk with me by calling up. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And it's not just talk with me. If you can do so safely, you should also go ahead and tweet with me if you can do it safely. I'm on Twitter. I'm at JR Sport Brief. If you're on Instagram and you like to waste your time looking at pictures, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at JR Sport Brief. If you waste your time talking to strangers on Facebook, arguing with strangers on Facebook, I'm there too, at JR Sport Brief. Any place that you might want to waste time. And we got quite a few things to talk about tonight. I'm sitting here in the studio. I'm not just talking. I'm watching sports. I'm watching games. Thank God I don't have the sound on because I really don't care for a lot of the announcers. But Deion Sanders in Colorado, they're going to be in action any minute now. And Deion hates it. He doesn't want to play this late. He hates these late night games. We'll get into it because, quite frankly, you know, I sit here and talk at night, but I ain't trying to sit up and watch no late game either. You can throw that out the window. Stanford taking on Colorado. All things considered, Colorado should whoop them. There is no baseball tonight. We saw what the Phillies did advancing to the National League Championship Series against the Diamondbacks. They got the Braves the hell up on out of here. And now we got to wait. We got to wait until Sunday to see some more baseball. Speaking of Sunday, man, we got NFL action. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of the games on Sunday will be good. Sunday night football, the New York Giants with another opportunity to embarrass themselves in front of America They take on the Buffalo Bills with no Daniel Jones. What a beatdown that's going to be. If I take a look at tomorrow, at least on the college side, we got some good games. USC, Notre Dame, Oregon and Washington. We got quarterback play all over the damn place. Damn it, we even got the WNBA Finals on Sunday in Brooklyn. I'm going to go ahead and check it out because the games on the NFL side, they suck. I mean, the New York Jets are going to host the Eagles. It's just, I don't know if it'll be as bad as the crap we saw last night. Yeah, thank you to Denver. But things might be bad on Sunday. Either way, we're going to talk about it all. Before I do anything, Shep, happy Friday to you, man. Happy Friday.
You too, JR. Happy Friday, man, and happy Saturday, because I, like most weeks, you work 6 days a week.
Yes. I'll be on air talking to all the wonderful people in New York City tomorrow, Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it'll be great. Yeah. Have you had a good Friday? Has it been good for you?
I have, JR. I appreciate you asking. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people right now in the city are walking around with a heavy heart, given what's going on, the situation. Everyone's well aware of that, and it's good that there is that distraction of listening to a person like JR and hearing about sports. But it's been a wild scene in the city, JR, not going to lie.
I'm sure. Well, I'll be up there for a few days, and, well, who am I fooling? I ain't going to make no difference. But I'll be around, so at least that's something, right? I'll take it for what it is.
Wait, so kind of like a silver lining here. So kind of like, you know, elevating the mood. So you're going to be in studio Monday and Tuesday?
No.
Oh, damn it. You said you're going to be up here for a few days.
Yeah, as in tomorrow and Sunday, yes.
Oh, that's a couple, no?
A few? A couple? What's the difference?
Well, like, I got excited having you in studio.
A few? What's more than a few? Like two or three?
A few is three or more.
No, it's not.
It definitely is.
Technically, in Webster's, Webster say, what is a few? What is a few? Let's figure this out right the hell now.
Well, but if you want to differentiate,
a small number of.
Yeah, that's very vague, though. That's vague. No.
Two or three. A few could mean anywhere between two and nine.
But Webster, that was not one of Webster's better definitions, JR. You and I both know when people say a couple, that always means two. When you say a few, that means more than a couple.
Here's a more important question.
Yes, sir.
Who the hell is Merriam-Webster? who are they? I assume they're two different people, right? They're not. It's not a hyphenated name. Are they two different people?
Wasn't there a Webster? I know
TV,
I'm not answering your question. Yes, yes,
uh-oh,
Emmanuel
wait,
Lewis.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh oh. I'm gonna get canceled now. Uh oh.
No, that's not a bad. I'm not trying to offend anyone.
M-word. I said the M word. It's over for me.
What'd you say?
It's curtains. You said Webster, and I said the M word.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Wait, no, in all seriousness, do I have to dump right now?
No, I didn't say little person. I said the M word.
Oh.
Is that a dumpable thing?
Oh, no, JR. Everyone
knows.
But it's
still cancelable.
That's not cancelable. That's not cancelable. You meant it in a descriptive way. You weren't trying to offend anybody or hurt anybody. That's still what people say. I'm not saying it's the most correct and factual thing to say these days, or politically correct.
The little person. That's what you're supposed to say.
Everyone gets what you were inferring. No one's going to cancel you because of that.
I'm going to get an email from Webster himself.
No.
Where's he at?
Well, I'm glad he's alive, because the other little person that I always think of in that era is unfortunately the late, great Gary Coleman.
Oh, different strokes.
That's right. That's right.
Different strokes. Anyway, who the hell is Merriam-Webster again?
Oh, I still don't know. Yeah, I still don't know. Not a very good person in terms of defining a couple versus a few. That I know.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, what are we doing now? What am I supposed to be talking about?
Well, you were excited about Deion playing at 11, even though you think they're an overwhelming favorite against Stanford, and you're not exactly high on the NFL slate, but you do like what's going to take place between Oregon and obviously Washington,
yeah,
and then followed by Notre Dame, USC.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, got it.
It just still sucks. There's no baseball tonight. This baseball season has been kind of flat.
I mean,
the postseason.
There was barely baseball last night.
I mean, it was barely baseball. Right. I mean, the Braves forgot to play. They thought the season ended at 162, and here we are. And there should be good competition. At least Sunday night football is going to be a complete dud. Like, I may take a nap on Sunday night, okay? We got, what are these two teams? It's Buffalo and the New York Giants. And so they're pretty much going to play at the same time as Texas and Houston. And so that's good. Everybody's going to have options. You don't have to be stuck watching a crap a Sunday night football game because Buffalo is going to light up the New York Giants like a Christmas tree. And so we got Texas and Houston, okay? We got the all-Texas American League Championship Series. And I like how everybody's hyping it up that it's all-American League. Man, what? It's still taking me some time to adjust to the fact that the Astros are in the American League. I still think Astros and I go National League. Oh, yeah, they're in the American League now. And they've dominated it. Seven straight American League Championship Series. And then you think about some of the storylines, and there's Justin Verlander returning. This man was taking money from Steve Cohen and the New York Mets. And now he's back because the Mets stink. And then you got the other guy who took money from the New York Mets. At least he was able to pitch a year. Kind of, sort of, when he wasn't hurt, got smacked around by the Padres. And that's Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer, he hasn't played, and he didn't play in the divisional series. They didn't activate him, didn't throw him out there. But he's supposed to be back, right? I mean, Max Scherzer, something always hurts. I can't feel my side. I can't feel my arm. I'm going to make $40-plus million a year anyway. And he says that I believe he's going to be ready to go. That's what I think. I mean, let's listen to his manager first, Bruce Bochy. What about this old man Max Scherzer with the two colored eyes? Is he going to play baseball? Listen.
Doing well. He had a nice outing yesterday. Threw around 60 pitches in that area. Have not talked to him about how he feels today. We have some time here before we set this roster, but have to be really encouraged with how he threw the ball, how he feels. So we'll check on him as he gets his treatment today and see where we're at.
Bruce Bochy did not always sound like that. I feel like Bruce Bochy needs to be narrating ebooks that take place in cabins and woods for children. Shep, did you hear that man's voice? That is an amazing voice.
It is.
Like, I wanna listen to him narrate a book. Like Hansel and Gretel, could you listen to this? Play this again. Let's hear Bruce Bochy's voice.
Doing well. He had a nice outing yesterday.
Yeah.
Threw around 60 pitches in that area.
What a classic voice.
Have not talked to him about how he feels today. We have some time here before we set this roster, but have to be really encouraged with how he threw the ball.
It sounds like he could narrate every Christmas movie possible. What a great voice by Bruce Bochy, man. I didn't even know what the hell he said about Max Scherzer. I was so enamored with his voice. So, a matter of fact, instead of listening to the amazing voice of Bruce Bochy, let's listen to Max Scherzer himself. His voice, not as good.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. It's just going to be played by ear. I'll just be in communication with Boch and Mad Dog, and we'll see how this shakes out.
Yeah, I told you Max Scherzer's voice stunk in comparison to Bruce Bochy. It's like Bruce Bochy speaks and it's the voice of God. You hear Max Scherzer and I go, it's just an old-ass pitcher who's falling apart at the seams.
Let me tell you about a voice.
Oh, my God. This is Morgan Freeman. Is that Morgan Freeman?
Let me tell you about a voice.
Yeah, that was Morgan Freeman. I know Morgan Freeman. He played God. What movie was that?
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Was that a Jim Carrey film?
It was. One of his flops, but yes.
Ah. Yeah, Jim Carrey had a stretch now. Was he the top-earning comedian in the 90s?
Ooh, that's a great question.
The Mask, Ace Ventura.
He might have been. Liar was a big one. Dumb and Dumber was a huge one.
He outpaced Robin Williams.
I was just thinking it had to have been between Robin. You know what?
What?
Wait a minute now. The 80s was Eddie. Was the 90s Eddie's too because of the Nutty Professor and Dr. Doolittle?
I don't know. Okay. Let's think about the white comedians, okay? Let's just stick okay. to the white comedians.
I guess the white comedians can't hold a candle to Eddie Murphy. I got you. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, what was the Dr. Doolittle, Flubber, the Clumps?
So Flubber was Robin.
Was that a comedy?
Yes, it was.
That came out in Thanksgiving. I remember that.
The only drama Robin did was Good Will Hunting in the 90s. Pretty much every other thing was a comedy, including Hook.
Yeah,
Robin and Jim. And then obviously you got to put Eddie there. I feel like we're forgetting somebody. Maybe Adam Sandler. I know he kind of came out in the mid-90s.
No, he's late 90s. Okay. Doesn't count.
All right.
Too late.
I mean, Happy Gilmore was in the mid-90s. Yeah, Jim Carrey
what,
was.
What was Jim Carrey's breakout film? What was it? He went from In Living Color to films. What did he do?
I think his breakout film, honestly, was Ace Ventura.
Mm.
I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was in Living Color.
All right.
And then did he do... Was The Mask before Ace Ventura?
No, I don't think so. I think Ace Ventura was his breakout role.
They spent a lot of money on The Mask.
Sure they did.
They spent a lot of money on that. It's amazing what technology.
Who are we missing? There's got to be a big-time comedian that was also in the same realm as Jim Carrey and Robin Williams. Yeah, we're missing Eddie Murphy was there too. Nah. We're missing somebody.
Chris Tucker came too late in the 90s.
Correct.
Later in the 90s.
Correct. That's a huge comedic actor.
Yeah.
We're definitely forgetting somebody.
No,
now you can make a legitimate argument. By the way, this guy's been in the news, JR. You can make a legitimate argument. Will Smith in the 2000s?
He's not. He's separated from Jada.
That was horrible.
How has Will Smith been emasculated?
Right.
This man's been emasculated for like 3-4 years.
He can't catch a break, man.
She's like, oh, I was surprised he even called me his wife. I'm like, yo, why are you doing this man like this?
Well, it was probably Chris Rock that inspired Jada to, you know, speak out, because God knows he was getting it for the last couple weeks too. So,
nah, Chris Rock is nobody cares about him no more. It's about them now. He's old news. It's about them and their screwed up relation. Wait until Will Smith has a new hot younger wife. Watch that.
I know. Well, again, and I know you're aware of this because this has been all over the news. They're not officially divorced, so I don't know anyone that's going to want to link up with Will Smith if he's not divorced.
She was hooking up with the singer. Come on.
Yeah, but that was meant for privacy. That wasn't meant to be public.
It don't matter. You don't think Will Smith been getting it somewhere? Wait until he shares her publicly.
I'm sorry. I take the bait here, but was he getting jiggy with it with someone else besides Jada?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. 1997 reference. Florida Marlins. What else was going on in 97? Michael Jordan, Florida Marlins.
Michael Jordan's second title of his second three-peat.
Florida Marlins.
97 was the Packers.
Yeah.
The Red Wings, I feel like, and obviously, right. And in baseball, like you said, it was Renteria with that incredible hit versus at the time.
Luis Gonzalez was still there.
That's right. That's right. And at the time, you could say the I word. You can't say it anymore.
The I word?
Yeah, you can't say it anymore.
I just said the M word. I don't even know what the I word is.
The Cleveland people. The last letter is S. You can't say it anymore.
The Cleveland people. What's tonight? It's Friday night. Tonight is our night to get canceled, huh?
That's not true. Hey, JR, if we're going to talk comedic actors, there's two others I thought of.
What is it?
Whoopi.
Goldberg.
Yep.
And she's a man now, too?
Oh, are we talking actors?
I'm talking about guys.
Strictly actors? Could you put Damon Wayans there?
Dudes. Who, what?
Damon Wayans?
Damon Wayans?
Yeah.
What was he in? Blank Man?
He was in a movie with, he was like in Bullet Head? With Sandler?
We getting into dumb movies now.
I'll tell you another guy that we left off. Billy Crystal.
Comedies?
Yep. City Slickers, Analyze That. Yep.
Yeah, but nah, man. I'm talking about Blockbuster.
My Giant.
I said, what comedian made the most money in the 90s?
Sure. It might be Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he had them big budget movies. Come on. The Mask, they slapped the green screen stuff on him before that stuff even got jumping popping. Come on. Victor Wembanyama, 23 points, 3 blocks to beat the Spurs, or to lead the Spurs. Did you see Victor Wembanyama's give-and-go alley-oop?
I did not.
This man gave the ball up at the three-point line, took one, like, I'm exaggerating. He took like 1.5 steps, and then he got the ball back and just dunked it. He's stupid, man. If I was 7'5", I'd be stupid, too. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got a French guy in the United States of America in San Antonio getting ready to bust people's ass. What a world we live in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Deion Sanders is getting ready to do something he absolutely hates. Let's coach a football game this late at night. He hates it. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to get into some NFL, some college. We'll talk more baseball on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to Tulane. They just beat Memphis 31-21. I love Tulane. I love New Orleans. I love Louisiana. I got a root for Tulane. They're great, great people at Tulane, too. They always support me with my media for the movement tour. I may need to walk around with my Tulane hoodie tomorrow in New York, maybe. I don't think people are going to know what the hell is on my shirt. Shep, have you seen Tulane's mascot?
I have not.
It's a, I got to get it correct. They correct me all the time. And, you know, people ever told you something? And you just don't care, so you still say whatever you think it is.
This is the beauty of Google. I know what it is.
Yeah, what is it? He is not a blue wave.
Very close.
He is a green wave.
You are correct.
And he looks like a, what's that thing that you shout into the cheerleaders? What's that thing called?
Oh, my, a megaphone?
It looks like, yeah. Doesn't it look like a megaphone?
A little bit.
Yeah. And it's a wave with eyes. And this is their, this used to be their mascot, by the way. It used to be a mascot, and it was ugly as hell. But anyway, congratulations to Tulane. Shout-outs to all my folks in New Orleans, everybody listening on WWL. Here on the screen, Colorado is now playing Stanford. Stanford sucks. It's nice to see Travis Hunter back out there on the field, missing 3 games since he got popped and cracked in the liver. It's nice to also know that Deion Sanders does not wear his sunglasses at night. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Omar is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Omar?
Hey, what's good, man?
How are you?
My man. Hey, I wanted to get on the white comedian of the 90s combo, man. I want to show some love to Chris Farley, man, the late great. I don't know how he was in gross dollars, man, but he was definitely a good one up there with Jim Carrey back in the 90s.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about, money. Like, who was box office? Like, what was
he's
his,
be,
what was
he's
his one?
Be,
he had, what do you have, one movie before he died?
Nah, man, Beverly Hills Cop?
In the 90s?
It's got to be the 90s, right?
I thought that was the 80s.
It was, well, he was Beverly Hills Ninja, I believe.
Yeah, Ninja, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I'm sorry, Beverly Hills Ninja, yeah. That's 90s.
Him and the skinny guy, what's the other idiot's name?
David Spade?
Yeah.
Well, his big one was Tommy Boy.
Right.
Yeah. He's got to be up there. But...
yeah. Not making money, man. Nope. Sorry.
Right. But Omar, here's the thing, though. Chris, like Adam, like those guys were SNL guys.
Yeah.
And they didn't hit their stride to the mid-90s.
Yeah, Jim Carrey was around the whole damn
the
90s,
whole decade.
Omar.
And Chris Farley, yeah. Obviously, his career was taken way too soon.
I agree.
Well, thank you, Omar.
No problem, man.
Appreciate you, yeah. I mean, I could sit down here and name comedians. Come on. I got somebody who tweeted me. What's this guy's name? Parker Maples. He's telling me about Jerry Seinfeld on the tonight. We ain't talking about no sitcoms, man. I couldn't tell you what was Jerry Seinfeld in a movie in the 90s?
Well, it was actually Jason Alexander, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, and Michael Richards back that was a star of the 90s. You know why?
Friends. Is that Friends?
They were too busy carrying Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, there you go. But he wasn't in no movies, was he?
He did like B movie, and that was in the 2000s. But Jerry was right place. Jerry was right place, right time. That
I'm
show
talking about box office film.
Correct.
Now, don't tell me about Jerry Seinfeld, man. We ain't talking about that.
Like, he's a good stand up, but like that show was such a great cast. Anybody with a pulse would have been successful as the lead, because Jerry Seinfeld was the straight man. I don't mean the sexual preference. I just mean from a comedic standpoint.
I didn't watch Friends, so you talking to the wrong person, okay? I didn't watch Friends, Seinfeld, I didn't watch none of it.
Frasier?
Why? No, I watched Girlfriends.
I don't know what that is. Did you watch Cheers?
There you go. That's the point. What did you watch?
Did you watch Cheers?
No.
Really?
Yeah, if it was on in the background, I saw it.
Wow.
So
you didn't watch any of those four sitcoms?
No.
Did you watch Taxi?
Yeah, well, if it was on.
Jared, these are American institutions.
Did you watch The Parkers?
No.
Okay.
but JR,
you watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Well, yes, that I watched, because it was TGIF.
Watch The Cosby Show?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Of course I watched The Cosby Show. Of course. But those four shows I mentioned are in the same breath with The Cosby Show.
Did you watch In Living Single?
That was with Queen Latifah, right?
Yeah, Living Single.
Yeah, I watched it. But that's not the same level as The Cosby Show.
Yeah, but I'm not sitting down and watching Cheers when I could look at, everybody else.
But you are
a different world?
Yeah, I've seen it. But here's the thing. But you are a media savant. That's why I'm surprised you haven't at least watched these shows in a casual setting.
I've seen them.
Right.
But I'm not. Listen, I watched more Married with Children than I watched this other stuff. Married with Children, All in the Family. If there was a show about Friends, I didn't want to see it. Didn't care. No. I mean, why watch people sit at a bar when I could just get old enough to do it? And I did. I made it. 855-212-4CBS. Ted is here from Florida. What's up, Ted?
That's you.
Hi. So it's not Ted. It's actually his wife.
Oops.
And first off,
What is the wife's name? Your wife has a name.
My name is Shannon. And
hey, Shannon, how you doing?
I do have to say kudos. You know what? Chris Farley was a great comedian in the 90s, but he wasn't a stand-up comedian.
That's
he
right.
was an improv actor. All right? And also going to Married with Children, if you want to talk about comedians, Bobcat was on Married with Children. But I want to talk about Howie Mandel. In the 90s, he was freaking fantastic. And he did a lot of stand-up. Not only that, but he was a dirty stand-up guy and also had a kid's show, Bobby's World.
Yeah, Bobby's
And Bobby's World was fantastic. And in his comedy on one of his stand-up comedies, he did a verse of a version of Hush, Little Baby in Bobby's World's voice, which is fantastic, which he's talking about breaking the wings of the bird, and then they're going to break the knees, and they're going to poke a needle in the eye, yada, yada, yada. Oh,
Shannon,
in Bobby's World
Shannon.
Voice, which is hilarious. And
Shannon, I'm talking about movies.
Friends.
Shannon, movies, films.
Movies. He was in Walk Like a Man. He was,
no, no, Shannon.
I mean, he did
Shannon,
movies
wait,
in the
Shannon,
90s.
Wait a minute. Thank you. I am
Hello?
Literally, I literally basically said, what comedian was the highest grossing comedian in film for the 90s?
I can't,
with
okay,
all
you know
due respect, with all due respect
grossing?
To Bobby's World, that don't got nothing to do with blockbuster films.
Maybe it's not, but you know what? Howie Mandel is still to this day on America's Got Talent.
Hey, Shannon, you want to know something else? You want
to
know something else?
I do.
You giving Howie Mandel so much damn credit. If the man passed you in the street right now, he wouldn't shake your hand, okay?
No, of course he wouldn't, because I'm filled with germs. But
I know, exactly.
Cares?
So you showing love to a dude who wouldn't even look you in the eye and shake your hand. Hey, Shannon, Ted, y'all have
a
good night,
personally?
Okay? I'm sorry, what?
Do you know that personally? Has he dissed you?
No, I just know the man don't want to touch nobody. That's just the
No,
facts.
He doesn't. He doesn't like the germs. I agree.
Hey, what
with
are
that.
You and Ted? Hey, what are you and Ted doing? Y'all talking and listening to me. Y'all should do stuff on a Friday.
We should, but our daughter does color guard and she's at a game, so we got to wait till she gets home. So,
okay. Is she good? Is she good? Is she any
game,
good?
Bro.
She's good. Oh, she's really good.
Can she get like a scholarship off of that?
Yes. I think so. I mean, she's only a freshman, so.
Oh.
So she's
well, there's
still
enough
learning,
time for her to, you know.
Pretty damn good for a freshman.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, good luck to y'all and your beautiful family, okay? Y'all have a good night.
You too. Thank you for hearing us.
All right, bye. Thank you, Shannon and Ted. That was nice. That was cool. Hey, Marco Belletti, wasn't that cool?
That was nice. I like
that. That was, right? Kid in color guard.
I like the wife grabbing the phone. I like that. That's good.
Why?
I don't know. Just the way she, you could tell he made the call.
Right.
He was obviously the one that talked to Shep. And then she was like, nah, the hell with that. Give me the phone. I like that.
It's like, hey, what's up, Ted? How you doing? This is Shannon. I'm like,
no,
I'm
Ted doesn't allow to speak now. I like that.
Yeah. Listen, I know who runs things in that house, and it's not Ted. Ted got to deal with Shannon and the daughter. And the daughter.
And the dog, too.
Huh? What?
And the dog, too.
Yeah, that guy. Chef, who did I say was emasculated? I said somebody was emasculated, right?
Will Smith.
You think Ted is like Will Smith?
No.
I will guarantee you Ted has a healthier relationship than anything Will Smith had in the 90s.
Ted is cracking up right now. Shannon, shedded and tanning. they're cracking up.
Was that
up
a sitcom
right
in the 90s, too, or no?
What, Ted and Shannon? Yeah, excellent. What is it? Bill and Ted, Excellent Adventures, right?
Hey, let me tell you something. Keanu Reeves, he can do it all.
Who?
Keanu Reeves. That's Bill and Ted.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Who was paired up with him?
The other guy.
The other guy.
Ted. Bill and Ted.
This guy's running around. What? I haven't seen a John Wick film. I see Keanu Reeves. They're making jokes about him being forced to make these things now.
Well, the guy I know of him, that really what put him in at ultimate box office success was Neo. That
right,
really
Matrix.
Catapulted
well, no,
it to
speed,
a different level.
Come on, man. Speed.
Well, no. The Matrix eclipsed Speed by tenfold.
Speed was it.
No, but...
You didn't like Speed?
Speed is a cult classic.
I think a little bit more than cult, man.
Marco, did
speed
you like
not,
Speed?
Speed no, was not speed, mainstream. Speed was
yes,
not mainstream.
Yes, it was.
Ask callers, I'm very curious, if they can name me three people who were in that film.
It was John with the... What's the guy?
Well, you know. It's Dennis Hopper, Sandra Bullock.
Dennis Hopper and Sandra
and
Keanu
Bullock,
yes.
But most people, when they associate Dennis Hopper, they don't even think of Speed. They think of Hoosiers, and then they think
matter.
Of Easy Rider.
We ain't talking about who... We're not talking about that.
That was a blockbuster film. And I'm pretty sure it was 5 years before The Matrix.
Speed.
No, it was. But Matrix was Keanu Reeves coming
Matrix
out
Matrix is one of the biggest films in American history.
Exactly. That's my point.
But we know that. Forget that point. Speed was badass. Speed was blockbuster, man. Speed was it. I don't know when Speed came out.
94,
but I
think.
You, huh? Say
I think
again,
it was, I think it was 94.
Yeah, but my point is, Speed was the type of film that came out. I'm sure it dropped in like May or June. And it probably killed it for the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having Speed on VHS. Speed was it, man.
You know what?
I ran the hell out of Speed. I've seen it so many times. Speed was amazing.
I'm with you. I think what Shep is thinking of cult classic for Keanu Reeves, I would think Point Break with Patrick Swayze. That's more cult classic.
Yes, I would. Speed was mainstream, man.
Mm-hmm.
Speed was dope.
And so
I
was Bill
it.
And Ted. And that was like 89.
Yeah, Bill and Ted, wow.
Was there music for that? I don't remember that.
No, it was a song that they did together. I'm just a poor musician of films here, Marco.
Really?
My apologies.
All right.
That's why I sit here and talk about Colorado being Stanford right now, 7-0. I gave away a score, Marco. My apologies.
Damn it.
My bad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're going to get into more of the games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just waiting for Major League Baseball postseason to start again. I gotta wait until Sunday night. I'll probably watch that instead of the Buffalo Bills and them crap New York Giants. told you Colorado is playing football. And we'll talk about that at the top of the hour. Deion Sanders was really upset that they got to play a game this night. He's like, how the hell are people going to watch and people are going to fall asleep? And what do I do with my players all day? And what do I do all day? We'll get into that at the top of the hour. We got a lot of people on the line. I don't know what the hell they want to talk about. Shep, why did we talk about comedians? Why are we here? What are we doing?
You know what? I think, so what happened was Bruce Bochy sounded a lot better
like
than
God.
You realized. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then that ultimately pivoted us to talk about Morgan Freeman when it comes to great voices. And then that pivoted to what movie did Morgan Freeman play God in? And then that was Bruce Almighty, which starred Jim Carrey.
And Jim Carrey, I said,
is
this
the,
man
yeah.
owned the 90s with his films.
Correct.
He was the top. He has to be the top grossing comedian in the 90s. He killed it. And, you know, people are calling me up about stand-up and TV. I don't care. But I'm not talking about stand-up and TV. I'm talking about big-budget blockbuster films. And nobody in the 90s was touching Jim Carrey in that space.
He might be the biggest name in all of movies and film in the 90s beyond just a comedic actor.
He might. I mean,
yeah.
The thing is, he spans almost the whole 90s. Granted, he
right.
really got jumping early, mid-90s, and he's just pumping out these films.
Truman Show, because he could do, because JR, he can do both.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they followed him around his life.
Right, the Truman Show, right.
Yeah, maybe in the 90s, what, him and Will Smith, maybe Tom Cruise too, right?
Tom Cruise, I don't want to steal someone else's thunder. There's another individual that someone believes, and he's up there, but he also did some comedies too. So this person's actually right. He won 2 Oscars for a drama. That's the hint. But I won't say his name because I know a caller wants to say that name.
Yeah, well, forget all of that. I'm talking about comedy, man.
Arnold, okay. If you're just talking anybody in the 90s, you got to put Bruce Willis there. You have to put
action.
Arnold Schwarzenegger there, 100%.
Okay, enough of that, because you're gonna have people calling me about Oprah next, okay?
Okay? Okay.
Forget all that crap.
What about Phil Donahue?
I'm talking about the top comedian in film
right.
in the 90s.
Right.
It was Jim Carrey. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dog is here from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I just got, like, a few of them to throw at you right quick.
Oh, my God. A few? But go ahead.
Steve Martin was doing his thing in the 90s with Cheap About a Dozen, Three Amigos, and those kind of movies.
Hold on. Then what is that beeping in the back?
Oh, man, I got my door open. Hold on, bro. I just pulled up.
Oh, my God. Close the door.
Okay.
You don't think? Well, hold. First of all, Steve Martin doesn't even fit. So who's this next person?
Okay. Then you got Joe Pesci because he owned the 90s too with a bunch of comedy.
No, dog.
Hey, do you
hold on, dog.
Blockbuster?
No, that's not. No, he ain't the main. He was an idiot. He was an idiot criminal in Home Alone.
Jared, time out. Just for one second, Dog's point, he might have made the greatest comedy of the 90s where he was the lead character.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Got it.
That is not what I have said is very clear. Highest grossing, biggest box office comedian in the 90s, and I'm hearing about Joe Pesci. Come on now. Like, stop. No. I'm not just asking. There's people are naming like, oh, well, this guy was good on TV, and this guy was a great villain, and this guy was a great idiot. Like, dog, you see how neither, even Steve Martin, God bless him, neither one of them dudes fit, dog.
They don't fit, but what I'm saying is this.
Ugh.
They were top actors, so they were getting paid top money.
That's not what we're talking about.
The movies were
top notch. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, now top notch, y'all already covered who was top notch.
Yeah, but that's, so I don't care about Joe Pesci and Steve Martin, man. That's not what I'm talking about. It's real simple. Is there anybody else in the 90s outside of probably Jim Carrey and maybe Robin Williams? There's not another comedian. That's just what it is, man.
Now, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, them dudes is getting paid big money.
We all know, dog, we all know they got big money. I ain't talking about everybody that got paid. I could start talking about Sinbad. He got paid, too, but he ain't got nothing to do with them folks. Okay, dog?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I got you, bro.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Two Utes.
Two what?
That was a quick clip.
What was that word?
Oh, they're still playing.
What word?
I'm not asking about the. There's a lot of comedians who got paid. Come on. Shout outs to my man Figgy. My man Figgy holding it down in Houston, 6'10. Look, man. I'm not talking about these. I'm not talking about any comedian. I'm talking about box office. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. People are just naming comedians now. Somebody going to call and tell me Bob Saget? No. Box office, Jim Carrey was it. He was Michael Jordan of this in the 90s. Bill is here from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you doing tonight?
Excellent. What's up?
Well, I was just thinking about you're exactly right about Jim Carrey, for sure.
He's Canadian, too. He's from your neck of the woods.
Actually, he's a Torontonian. And you know something? He's a Torontonian. He used to do comedy clubs right near where I grew up. And he was great from the word go. He was totally awesome. And, of course, one of my all-time favorites was Dumb and Dumber. That was that movie was just insanely hilarious. But I want to name one more, and it's another shout-out, because we, as you know, have many, many Canadians that have gone down there from the Second City and that, and of course, to Saturday Night Live and all that. And the guy I want to name who may be a close second or maybe a good runner-up, also from Toronto as well, is Mike Myers. With Wayne's World, of course. And then Austin Powers as well, of course.
I think he was bookended a little bit. I think, you know, he – and then a lot of the films, the Austin Powers, I feel like they went from the late 90s and then they – maybe one or two flipped over into the 2000s, you know?
Yeah, they did. He caught the back end there, and I think Wayne's World was a little earlier.
Yeah, but, he was
him
early.
And Dana
was Wayne's
Kirby,
World?
Course, you know?
Was Wayne's World even was that 89, 90? When did that hit?
That was 90s.
That was what 91, 92?
Early 90s for sure, though.
Early 90s, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so
and then
it
he was kicking
bookended.
Ass with those too.
Yeah, it was bookended, but Jim Carrey was just like once he got that first film. I don't know, Ace Ventura, 93, 94. He was just off to the races, man. Even in that terrible Batman movie. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk some football. We're going to get into it all. James Harden is like in a terrible marriage with his team. It's a lot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Friday night, CBS Sports Radio.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai. It's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.